Pleased to be joined by Sean Owen, better known to the Trent Bridge faithful as the guy setting the tone with that beautiful, beautiful rendition of Jerusalem every morning. Is that song following you around at the moment?
I've got to say, it's followed me around since 05. It's the first time I sang Jerusalem here at the Ashes. And I'd say, yeah, it's taken me around the world as well. So it's taken me to Australia for the Ashes out there a few times. So, yes, it's followed me and I'm following it.
I've watched you captivate every day, but the first day in that opening ceremony was really something else with the red arrows at the crescendo of your performance.
Yeah. I mean, it looked absolutely stunning, you know, to be involved in that wonderful event that RPM put together along with the ECB. But just that whole feeling of the ground getting involved in the patriotism within England, I think, and for the Ashes against the Australians.
The bit that people didn't see, but that I had the pleasure of seeing, was you warming up in a cupboard. There's no rehearsal suites here at Trent Bridge. You were literally up against the breeze blocks, tuning in just minutes before you went out onto the outfield.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I'd warmed up at the hotel and then got here, and obviously, yeah, there are no rehearsal rooms for a voice like mine. And it was like, well, you can have the cupboard underneath the stairs next to the elevator, which was fine because the acoustics are really perfect. And that's what I was after, just something contained. But it's really interesting because everybody going for the elevator pops their head around to see what's going on.
The day before that, we saw you in the corridor as well, and we were sort of a bit surprised that you recognised my colleague Chris Botherway off the back of the wrestling video, which seems to be going viral at the ECB.
It does, yeah. I mean, I think they're absolutely blown away. It's like, that guy over there, he's a wrestler. And like, when you look at him, he doesn't look like a wrestler. So I was like, oh, let's just show us the video. So we all watched the video. It was like, oh my word, couldn't believe it. Fantastic. Brilliant talent, is that?
Yeah, man of many talents, Botherway, as we've seen this week with his extracurricular dancing. Neil, you won't thank me for mentioning that. And the final point, Sean, is your fashion sense. Somewhat of a fashion icon, as we said, amongst the members this week. Several of our members have asked me, where did you get this suit from? We tweeted the answer the other day, but it's looking every bit as dapper on day four as it did on day one.
Yeah, I mean, I've had lots of suits made over the years, and I've got to say, with Miles Anthony, who's based up in Manchester, he actually took into consideration what it, and I had to stand there in the pause as though I was actually singing, and he tailored the suit then, so everything just looks perfect, because there's nothing worse, you know, than, especially on TV, people are taking pictures, whatever, and a lot of the presenters, you know, they wear ill-fitting suits, and I think if you're going to be on television, you've got to be dapper, and you've got to have the suit tailored to your body. So we spend a lot of time, me being stood in a singing position with my arm up with the microphone, and he tailored it exactly. But it seems to have created a bit of a... I mean, Ag has tweeted it and mentioned it and said, I've got no style. So Phil Brown, very kindly, took a picture from the boundary when the England team were behind me and said, here you go, Agus, look at that.
Bit of irony there, given Agger's tank tops, which you mentioned earlier, and Phil Brown, the master of the loud shirt.
Well, Phil actually said to me this morning, he said, I need to stop looking like a clown. I said, Phil, you look fantastic as you are. But yesterday, I was stood next to Jimmy Anderson, and Phil was there, and he said, your hair's looking a bit of a mess, Sean. Your suit's all right. I said, Phil, you're a fine one to talk about.
Yeah.
Hair being a mess. I'd sooner take it off. Jimmy, how do I look? He said, you're fine.
Why don't you sing in a Lancastrian accent?
I studied in Italy, so even though I came from Lancashire, you know, and did my original studies in in Manchester, at the Royal Northern College of Music in Manchester, and then went off to Italy and studied there for a number of years and still continue. So you end up losing your accent just because you sing in a higher place.
What is a normal week for you? Is it, you're at the Ashes here, performing in front of 17,000 people. I'm presuming you're with us for the entire series. Is this a normal week? What is a normal week for a guy in your trade?
This isn't really a normal week. You can be in rehearsals, and they're normally from 10:30 to 5:30, and rehearsal periods can last 8 to 6 weeks, and then you're in performance. And when you're in performance, that's all you have to do is look after your voice and your health to perform that evening, because a lot of people have paid the money to watch you perform and sing. What is fantastic about this, and which is throws me a little, is that I've got to perform it 5 to 11 every morning. I'm an opera singer. I don't normally start till 7:30 in the evening. So I get to watch the cricket for the rest of the day, you know, and have the banter with the guys behind, like yourself. And I just think I'm so lucky to be in a position to sing at one of the best test series, England, you know, the Ashes, England against Australia, the rivalry and how fiercely it's fought, but then to meet so many wonderful people at all the test grounds and get to know them. And I just think, yeah, I'm so privileged.
You've chosen to stick around and watch the cricket on other days as well. You must be a big fan of the England team.
I am. I mean, I'm staying in the same hotel with the guys. And a funny story, go back to 2009. I was going to do the Ashes again, every test and every test venue. And the ECB were going off to Belgium, to Ypres, to commemorate the first and second World War test players from England and Australia. And we went to Oxford Road, just outside Ypres, and I knew Freddie Flintoff and some of the other players from 2005, and chatting away to them and everything. But the younger players who were in this team now didn't really know me. And we did the commemoration service, and the organist started playing Jerusalem. And, of course, that's the reason why I was there, to sing Jerusalem at this service. And then we all went off in our different tours. And the evening we came back to do the last post service at Menin Gate, and I sang again with the Royal Apriana band, and we saw Freddie again. He nudged me, he said the youngsters at the side of me said, "Wow, you know, that guy was really going for it this afternoon next to you, wasn't he?" And he said, "I just couldn't stop laughing because they didn't know who you were, because they weren't there in 2005 and I think it's the same again with the players now in when I saw them at breakfast the other day, that some of the young ones don't know who I am until they walk out onto the pitch. And then they go, "That's the guy I was just sitting at the hotel. Didn't know he was..." And I think it takes them by surprise at first. And
of course, you took all the cornflakes.
Not me. Not me, just the sausages.
What have you... Sorry.
Because I believe... Kevin mentioned Hart's Hotel do fantastic honeyed sausages. That's where it comes from. That's Ashtray, thank you for that. TMS scorer.
What have you made of Trent Bridge, the venue, the backdrop that's been provided for this opening test of the series?
I think it's absolutely stunning, because what I like about it most is they've managed to keep the traditional and incorporate the modern. And I think it's absolutely wonderful. But one of the best things, and it's not just because you're sat here, is the staff. You know, the whole, the Nottinghamshire Foundation as well. I mean, how you've all come together, and you know the foundation, along with the cricket club, are really working together, and I've not seen that at any other ground yet. So I think it's just an amazing place, and the people are so friendly.
Well, Sean, we've certainly enjoyed having you here. For those that want to hear more of your music and your voice, what have you got, a website or an album? What's the best way?
You can always go onto iTunes and download the music that's on there. You find a lot of sporting anthems on there.
Fantastic. But, yeah.